This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Mabel Bird was the first Black student at the University of Oregon and was an active campaigner for civil rights in the 1920s. Bird was born in Pennsylvania in 1895 and moved with her family to Portland around 1899. After graduating from high school, Bird was determined to get a college education. She applied and was accepted at the University of Oregon, becoming the school's first Black student. UO had just 330 students at the time. While the university was open to Black enrollment, Bird was not welcome in its residence halls or its Greek societies. Eugene's tiny Black community was centralized in a shanty town near present-day Alton Baker Park. With few alternatives for housing, Bird chose to work as a live-in servant for one of her professors and his family. In 1919, Bird left UO and transferred to the University of Washington, where she graduated in 1921. She returned to Portland later that year, in part to work against the rising KKK presence in the city. Bird became an instructor at the Portland Colored YWCA and served as the vice president of the Portland NAACP chapter. In that role, she invited NAACP President W.E.B. Du Bois to Oregon to speak on the UO campus, which he did in 1923. Bird later moved to New York City to train with the national NAACP. She worked with Du Bois there and wrote in the organization's journal, The Crisis. In New York City, she joined a U of O alumni group and welcomed University President Arnold Bennett Hall on his trip east. NAACP sent Bird to Europe, where she met representatives of the League of Nations and spoke out against racism during a speech before the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. In 1929, Bird returned to the U.S. and made a speaking tour through the South, advocating policies of Du Bois' talented 10th political philosophy. In the 1930s, she represented African American interests in a New Deal commission and was hired by the National Recovery Administration to ensure fair working conditions and equal pay. While at a congressional hearing on an anti-lynching bill, Bird was forcibly removed from a House of Representatives restaurant for refusing to adhere to their whites-only policy. After marrying L.S. Curtis and moving to St. Louis, Mabel Bird largely retired from public life. She died in that city in 1988 at the age of 72. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.